B-Pod Studios.
To have to cost him money until he opens his eyes.
Yes.
This rebuild, yes. This rebuild that they've gotten into has been a disaster off the rip. From trading Freddie Galvis that ended you up with Segura. You get rid of Freddie Galvis, a Gold Glove shortstop. Well, a Gold Glove caliber shortstop with 20 home runs and 100 RBIs. And then you over-evaluate J.P. Crawford to bring in this Segura. Now you got to put him somewhere else because you brought in Didi Gregorius.
Yep.
It's been a debacle after the next. You bring in Gabe Kapler, a guy who just does not fit with this city, not even.
Yeah, forget about the city.
Bit.
He's just not a joke. He's a laughing stock.
Without a doubt. Now, here's the thing. He never coached in Major League Baseball. I think he did one, like, fall ball, maybe, or a spring season with the Dodgers, maybe, I think. And then Klintak comes down and he goes, well, you know, he's still kind of learning. No. You do not learn in the bigs.
Right.
You do not hone in your skills.
I mean, listen, he brought him in because he was a guy that they could control. And he was managing, basically, they were managing the team from upstairs. It was being managed by the analytics department.
Well, the analytics thing is, the analytics works if you're a mediocre ball player trying to work a pitcher. You do not get guys in the big leagues that have gotten there on their skills and then tell them, hey, what you've been doing is wrong. It drives me crazy, and it's killing the game. It's killing the game.
Yeah.
Because it has become, now you take, ready for this, you take John Kruk, for instance, right? Now, John Kruk was a 300 hitter. He was a good ball player. He would hit 600 now with the switch and all, with the shift. I mean, there's nobody that comes up to bat and can, they all swing. You know, over 10,000 strikeouts in baseball last year.
I know. I feel great passion, my friend, great passion. I hear you. It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fan, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, we're at Beasley Media Group Station. I get you. And look, the numbers are a part of baseball. I would never, ever, in my wildest imagination, not understand the importance of the numbers when it comes to the game. But, you know, again, it goes back to Rhys Hoskins is not a leadoff hitter. I don't care what the Phillies analytics guy on Twitter says, he's not a leadoff hitter, man. His approach was all messed up. They had guys who weren't really baseball guys, and they really messed with guys' swings. And I was told that by people who know hitting.
Was it me?
No. They screwed up a lot. But, for me, my irrational hate comes from there's no humility there.
Right.
Like, I just don't, like, you failed and you went kicking and screaming on Kapler and you got Girardi in here. I mean, I just don't know why he's still with this organization.
Speaking of Kapler, so you put me on a task this morning and you made me grab some audio from Kapler speaking to the members of the media because they're in spring training now, the San Francisco Giants. You want to hear one of the, Gabe Kapler cuts?
I do.
It's perfect Gabe Kapler. And so he was asked about teams around them in the division getting better, right? The Diamondbacks got Madison Bumgarner. So he talked about how they can't really control that kind of stuff because the players decide where they want to go. But here's his answer on what they can control.
What is within our control is how hard we grind, how much effort we put into our preparation and our planning. And we're going to be really good at those things. We know that we may not win 2 out of 3 in a 3-game series, but we know that we're going to exhaust our opponents. And we're going to do that by making good swing decisions, by dominating the strike zone offensively.
I hate him.
As pitchers, we're going to fill it up with strikes.
I hate him.
And then we're going to take every last pitch on the bases. And we're going to play with a high level of energy and enthusiasm. And those are the things that are within our control. We believe that those processes will help us win as many games as possible.
Wait. He's still selling the same nonsense.
Yes.
He's still selling the same. It's amazing.
I can't begin to explain how thrilled I am that he's not the manager here anymore.
Yeah. No. It's a huge deal. Even though Klentak is still here, it's still Girardi overrides Klentak.
Yes. Whereas Kapler listened to everything Klentak said. Plus, and listen, I know
his he's so full of mud, of gunk. He says, we may not win 2 or 3, but we're going to dominate the strike zone. What?
And here's the thing that bothers me, and I know it's minute.
We're going to grind. We're going to dominate, right. Grind. And meanwhile, you go, hey, Cat, what about your boy Segor? Did he grind?
No, he did not. There was a moment last year, and the Phillies were playing the Padres. I think it was a 3-game series, might have been a 2-game series. And they lost, and in the bottom of the ninth inning or top of the ninth inning, I don't know if they were home or away, they went down 1-2-3. And they all struck out, all 3 batters. But they worked 30 pitches from the closer. And after the game, Gabe Kapler was like, well, listen, if we were to play them tomorrow, he would not be available because we exhausted him. But it's like, yo, dude, you're not playing them tomorrow.
I know.
You're not. And you lost. You're coming back home or you're flying out somewhere else. Like, you're done. This series is over. Yeah. And you lost. But you're not. You don't care that you went down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. You care about that we exhausted their pitcher. And if we were to play them tomorrow, he wouldn't be available. Like, that's the kind of stuff he spewed. And I get it. It's minute. Like, the press conference stuff, it's minute. But sometimes if you lose 5 in a row, I want to hear you be a little upset. Not, hey, we've been working hard these last 5 games.
Exactly.
Quite frankly, I don't give a damn.
No, but you're not. The thing is, you're not working hard. We saw that they were a lazy team.
No, they brought out the pitching machine, remember?
Right.
And they were doing curveballs.
And Harper was not.
He laughed at it. He scoffed.
You know, like, but think about the Phillies, right? When it comes to, if you view the sports 4-for-4 as a stock, right? They're all individual stocks. So the Sixer stock, you're buying Sixer stock, aren't you?
Yes.
Despite everything that's happened.
Yes, I'm buying.
You're still buying. You're buying Simmons stock. You're buying Embiid stock, even though it might be, you know, kind of, that may not move much. That may be a standstill. It's an expensive stock.
Right.
But you're buying Simmons because you've seen him. You're buying Sixers, I think. You're certainly buying a lot of Flyers.
Yep.
And you want to go, everyone, all those young kids, you're buying up all that stock. Eagles, you're still buying some stock there.
Especially because you think that they have a plan in place.
What are you buying for the Phillies?
Yeah.
You're not buying any stock, are you?
I hear you saying. Like, I think they're going to be competitive this year, but I don't have, like...
No, but you're the one saying it, and I agree with you.
Yeah, I think they're...
You're not a playoff team.
No, I don't think
so. And your fear is they'll be out of it by June.
Yeah, May even. Because I...
So what stock are you buying?
It's a good question. I mean, they're... If their offense plays the way they did last year, where they were a colossal disappointment, it doesn't matter who's in your rotation, right? Unless you're winning 1-0 ball games all season long, which we know that's not going to happen, especially in today's baseball with the amount of home runs that are being hit. I mean, how am I supposed to be that thrilled for this season? Yes, you have 2 good pitchers in your rotation, too. But your offense didn't really get much better. Didi Gregorius is an improvement. He's still a 250 hitter.
I like Nola. But Noah's not a 1A. He's a 1B. You agree or no?
Yeah, no, I agree. He's not. He's a great number 2.
You're right.
He's a great number 2.
And a lower level ace.
Right. Yeah, because he's, you know, even though he is throwing a little harder than he has in years past, but when that curveball is floating like it did last year, that's his best pitch. That's his out pitch. If that curveball's floating like it did last year, he's going to be in trouble.
Exactly. Danny in Southwest, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Danny.
Yo, God.
What's up, Dan?
How you been, buddy?
What's going on, brother?
Same old. I just think last year with the Phillies, they sustained so many injuries after McCutcheon went down. And not to give, I'm not a big fan of Clintock. I'm a little more fan of Middleton. Is, you know, I know a lot of people give him grief, but he did spend a lot of money.
Yeah, but you know what, though? He didn't spend enough. I'm sorry. He has not spent enough. You know, for years, he didn't spend money, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, you know, what about that? Your payroll was severely lowered. So now you need to make up for it, and you need to get in the luxury tax.
You're right. And they should have got Hamels when he had a chance last year. And he would look a lot better coming in this year. You know, you got a little more depth with your starting pitching. I like the Gregorius move.
Yeah.
But Mookie Betts for 1 year would have looked really good in center field.
Well, and you would have the inside track on trying to sign him long term.
Yeah,
you
know? Right.
And really, all it cost you was David Price's contract, because you were able to buy it. And by the way, Price is still better than what you got here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, would they have been able to get Price with that deal?
Yeah, because the whole point was to take that overpaid contract.
Man, he would look a lot better than Pavetta and Eichhoff.
Right, exactly.
Actually, what is the status of Eichhoff? Not that it's...
You know, I mean, I don't know.
And
we've seen it. And a great call, Danny. You know, he's an Eichhoff. Sticking Eichhoff. That's going to be my euphemism from now on. Instead of saying J.O., I'm going to go, stick that dude, such an Eichhoff.
Love Jared Eichhoff. He's got a great curveball.
I can't stand him.
Oh, you know who just got signed by a team yesterday? Bamboo Brad.
Oh, really?
Going to the Cardinals. So right. we got to pour one out. No more Bamboo Brad.
Yeah, Natalie liked the Bamboo.
I was really into the Bamboo.
She was all
thing.
Into Bamboo. That was Fugazi.
I know.
Hitter.
I like plants.
He was your cleanup hitter. Remember
plants.
That.
Plants.
I do. I thought it was kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Never forget. He was
the bro liked
hitter.
The Bamboo, too.
He batted fourth.
Bamboo bro.
For the Philadelphia Phillies, Brad Miller batted fourth.
Yeah, dude, I know. Oh, God. Thank God that Kapler's not around anymore. Oh,
like, I would go down to the games.
So I know he was your boy and all that.
I would go down to the games.
He was your neighbor.
I would hear Dan Baker say, batting fourth, Brad Miller. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, no, he was the worst manager in the history of the Phillies. Which said something.
Let's open it up in chat.
Ugh.
I have another cut coming up, too, from Gabe.
Did you used to see him a lot in that, right?
Once in a while, yeah.
You liked him.
He was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a cut from him talking about Drew Smiley.
You can hear how much my disdain for him, that.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. I understandable.
Yeah.
Nice person.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Not right for the Phillies.
Yeah, not right to you be know? A manager in the
right.
game.
Nice
yeah.
guy, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now you take it away, my dear.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I think it's a great time to talk about guys like Drew Smiley and Kevin.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Osmond and their potential had an opportunity to manage Drew Smiley. I know what a tough individual he is, what a gritty individual he is, what a durable individual he is.
All right, enough.
Gabe Kapler, big Drew Smiley fan.
I know what a kind of gritty individual he is.
What does it tell you about a manager that he then leaves here and brings Drew Smiley with him?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I can't even. I'm just so glad he's not here. We're close to clean house. But here's my question, and I want you to... We're going to hear from Trevor Bauer, who really ripped the game. He destroyed the game. We gave you his tweet yesterday where he really criticized Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball. And today I thought it would be a good day to talk a little baseball. It's the NBA All-Star break, right? Nobody played last night. The Flyers didn't. The Flyers got tonight. You got the Panthers in the rematch from Monday. Good win by Villanova. But, you know, so we're trying to, I thought today would be a good baseball day, right? Well, good baseball day today. But I don't sense that people are that into it. I really don't. And so my question is, I want you to look at your own relationship with each of the four sports, and you could pick it. Well, you could pick whatever it is, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, and where are you at with your relationship? Like, how many sports you go, you know what, I'm in on these sports. I'm completely out on this. I've seen my interest wane with this sport, and I'm only into this sport now, or I'm into whatever it is. Like, obviously, we're into 4 for 4, so, you know, that's part of the job. You got to love all four sports. But I'm curious about you guys, because I sense the baseball thing waning. Because normally, you know, you go, I can get in a little fight, talk a little baseball, spring training. But I don't think people enjoy the game as much as they did. I think that, you know, they're kind of ambivalent.
I think part of it does go to what you're saying about, can you really trust the game now? Because you had what the Astros were doing, and you know that other teams are going to try to find ways to cheat. It's just going to happen. And the Astros owner spoke today and gave such a BS answer, right? Like, he apologized for breaking the rules, but he's not apologizing for what they did because he knows that it won them a World Series. He then also said that he doesn't think it really helped them out that much, which is total BS. But I think that's part of it. I think you're right when it comes to that. And it's not like today's a random day to talk baseball, right? They reported yesterday. We're here. The season has basically begun. Not the regular season.
No, but you're right. They're in, you know, it's what it is. But I'm telling you, I sense an ambivalence. But I want to know where you're at with all these sports. And where you're at, like, I know. I mean, obviously, we are an NBA town, man. We are in. And, you know, I get it. Well, we should be. Always be football. But I'm curious where we're at after that.
For me, hockey, I'm in the honeymoon phase right now.
Well, you said something. You know what's interesting? So I don't know why I mentioned Ken Linsman to you. We were talking about a trivia question.
Yes.
And I said something about who is nicknamed the Rat?
Who?
And you looked at me like, what? Now, I know he's an old player. Kenny Linsman was his name. But I'm thinking you would have heard of him because you know of guys before your time.
Of course. No, I didn't.
But you didn't grow up with hockey.
No, I grew up in a anti-hockey household.
What do you mean anti?
My father doesn't like hockey. He just doesn't. He doesn't like it. He refuses to watch. When I was a kid, if I would put it on, he'd turn it off. Put something else on. Now, we'd watch the Sixers. We'd watch the Eagles. We'd watch the Phillies. He was pretty much anti-hockey. And I have gotten in on at least the Flyers. Like, I'll be honest, like, I'm not watching two random hockey teams play right now, whereas I can watch two random NBA teams play. I can watch two random NFL teams, two random MLB teams. I'm not there yet with hockey. But I grew up in a household that kind of wasn't really in on hockey.
That's interesting.
So some of those names, yeah, they escape me. But I'm in the honeymoon phase right now with the Flyers because I think this is a great direction. And I've been open about it. I checked out on the Flyers because I did not like the direction they were going in. Ron Hextall sort of brought me back because I liked it. He wasn't moving forward with his plan, but I liked the plan that he did have with, you know, not giving away all the young players.
Here's the deal. The bottom line is, Alain Vigneault, because of his style, has gotten the most out of him.
Yes,
he
has.
They're a fun team. Without a doubt, Hextall built and stocked. You know, terrific. Konechny is ridiculous. I love Farabee. You know, Frost is going to be a player. They actually have, you know, you look at guys like Sanheim, right? And Provorov's a stud. You know, you got, you know, Patrick hasn't played. I mean, they got real young talent, and then you're interspersed it with veterans, and then you get a coach that has a clue, and you know, all of a sudden you're a contender.
Yeah, and that's what's I don't know how many people are out there like me who are like I can't stop watching this team now. Like, I'm at the point where if the Sixers and Flyers play at the same time, like I got Flyers on the iPad, Sixers are on the TV,
right?
But I'm finding myself looking down at the iPad and seeing it. Whereas like last year, year before, two, three years ago, it's the Sixers are on and that's it. And that's what's getting my full attention. It's at the point where I can't miss a Flyers game. Like they're becoming must watch TV, in my opinion.
I agree. You know, is it on the Phillies?
Me?
The bro.
Oh yeah, of course he is.
Again, he doesn't stop. He doesn't learn.
He's ready for Nick Pivetta.
He go on a text board. I'll buy Philly stock. Well, it's a penny stock. No, it's not a penny stock. They've been an overpriced stock for the last 2 years, yeah, and certainly last year.
And now they're trying to make their money back, so you need to pay a lot for those stocks.
Right. And he goes, well, McCutcheon was a loss they could never replace. Harper's coming into his prime. First of all, what's Bryce Harper going to do more than he did last year? Give me a couple more home runs?
I can see him sustaining a better season. Like last year, he got cold at points.
Okay, but I thought he had a good year.
Yeah, he did. Ultimately, he had a great year.
So, you know, what's he going to do more? I mean, that's what baseball is, hot and cold. That's baseball's right. A game of streaks.
Oh, there was like a long streak of him being
okay, cold. Well, that's my point is, what's he going to give you more? Give you a few more home runs?
Right.
That's it. He's going to give you what he gives you. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I agree, McCutcheon, but that's what you get when you get a guy who's old.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
and then to not have an answer for that leadoff spot. I mean, that leadoff spot, whoever went in there, their numbers dropped immediately. Right? Like Scott Kingery, his batting average went down like 60 points when he got put in the leadoff spot. Right. James Segura was a different player when he was placed in the leadoff spot.
Right.
Cesar Hernandez, your boy, your favorite.
I hate the Cesar. Wait, he's out. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Aaron, my man Aaron from West Philly.
West Philly. Hey, I
know. What's up, baby boy?
This is funny, man. The Rat, Kenny Linsman, man. Tell me if I'm right.
Yes, you're right.
Was his number 14.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See, I know hockey. I know you do.
Damn right, brother.
Come on. Four, man.
Damn right.
All right. I remember the Rat, man. I remember all them teams, man. But listen to this, man. Glenn Tack, here's my problem with Glenn Tack and all in that whole analytic type of thing, right? They think they're the smartest person in the room. They just think they're smarter than everyone else. And you can't tell them nothing. Their information is so correct, you can't tell them nothing, like the feel for the game or nothing, or something like that. That's the biggest problem I have with Glenn Tack. He just thinks he knows everything. And what he say is the gospel truth. I have a problem with Glenn Tack. I want him out of here, right, because of that. And I like that Girardi's in there because he goes both ways. See, as old school people as me and you, we don't hate analytics like that. You got to have the feel, too. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Sure. How is your fandom changed? Like, if I give you, like, the 4 for 4, where are you at?
And status? No.
What are you watching? You know, obviously, you know, give me your pecking order and how much you consume.
I'm an Eagles guy because it's only, you know, it's only a few games during a year. So that's different. And in basketball and baseball and everything, they're longer. So your interests go back and forth. You like them both. I can watch basketball. I can watch the Sixers, but I can also flick and watch the Flyers too, especially when they playing good. So it's not like a conflict. I don't really know where I'm at. I just like Philadelphia sports. I'm a 4 for 4 guy. I want to win. I don't care who wins. I want to get to this. Gary, your buddy Gary Smith, when he called, get him. But dynasties, our mind is fixated. We never had a dynasty in Philadelphia. Never. never had really a dynasty, right?
No.
Right or wrong, right?
Right, right.
The Flyers was the closest
two or more.
One.
Right, right.
Flyers was the closest one because they went to three. They went
and then went to the finals.
Yeah, they went
the third year.
Yeah, they went to three state Stanley Cups. That would have been a dynasty if they would have won the third one, but
right.
They didn't. So we only used to do one, two, one. So it kind of
we don't even get the second one, right?
Right. It kind of messed up our minds that we want to see a win now. So I'm down with Tunis when he says this. I want to win now. I don't care about the other stuff. I want to win now, and then let the dynasties or win and keep on happening. I don't care about the play. I mean, Doc, when he came in there, I know I'm all over the place, but he was a phenomenon. He was great. But we ain't win no championship just with Doc. We had to bring other people along. And that's just like...
Right, well, they chased. Right.
We had to bring players along to complement the Docs back then to just win one championship. But we want multiple championships. We want to be a dynasty. Sometime in my lifetime, I want a dynasty of Philadelphia sports. Maybe I'm just speaking
out of the listen, it's a great, it really is, it's a great call, Aaron. See, we thought, if you're talking dynasty, that's two championships minimum, and, you know, two, three more runs, right? Actually, three, if they're going to be a dynasty, that's three championships. You look at the Sixers, the way they're built, if they get it right, they're a possible dynasty. Carson still has a lot of football left.
I guess it would be those two teams.
Young Flyers, I mean, you don't know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Flyers could there's a possibility.
And we feel the way we feel about the Phillies, but at the same time, with the amount of movement in baseball, too. Like, baseball, there are a lot of players moving all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, I mean, you've seen it.
Right.
You don't have a lot of, you don't have usually those dynasties in baseball.
Plus, I mean, and NBA's tough because same thing with player movement and combining.
Well, but we've seen that the Warriors were a dynasty. You know, yeah, you've had dynasty teams in the NBA,
yeah,
a lot of them.
Well, it seems like every time there is a championship, it's because of a dynasty, right? Like
right.
The Warriors go to the Heat with LeBron.
Right.
It's the anomaly when it's the Detroit Pistons in 2004, the Dallas Mavericks in, I believe it was, 2011. Like, those are the outliers because they win once and that's about it. So it is a dynasty-driven league, it seems like. But now that this NBA right now, and this is why I was so excited going into this season, it's really spaced out this year. I know the Lakers are still a freakishly good team, but this is a very spaced out league. And look at the Eastern Conference. It's better than we thought it was, too. But it's been a fun season in the NBA in general. Like, Gary Smith talked about pulling out our eyelashes with our fingers. Like, yeah, we've been losing our minds with the Sixers. But if you take a step back and look at the NBA this year, it's been a great year. It's been very spaced out. And I don't know who the next dynasty is in the NBA.
No, I think
right?
It's pretty
who
wide open, man.
They have a good shot to be the Lakers.
Why?
I don't know. How long until LeBron? Right,
so I give the Sixers as much chance as anybody.
Maybe the Clippers? Yeah, I don't know. Who is that next dynasty?
I mean, obviously with George and Kawhi. I mean, Sixers have every chance to be at Milwaukee. You know, who knows?
And the Warriors will eventually get Steph and Klay back. They don't have Kevin Durant anymore, but you add a couple pieces to those two shooters. I don't know who it is.
Hmm.
It's open right now.
Let's go to JC in DC. What's up, JC?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. Just a little frustrated after that news coming out about Major League Baseball, man. They keep trying to change a game that's just naturally changing itself. I mean, these players are either striking out, hitting fly balls, or hitting home runs, man. And they keep trying to make all these changes just to knock off 2 minutes.
I know.
And then you get these old guys out of that office, man, because they have no idea
what
they're
doing. No.
And out of all, I mean.
Hey, let me ask you a question real quick. Because it's something I feel passionate about, and you like the sport, and I want your opinion. I want to get rid of like 60 games, and I want to expand the playoffs, play like the NBA, and do September, October, 2 months of playoffs with a 120 game season.
That sounds good too. What I've always preached is that I think they should get rid of at least 20 games, and that way the season can start a little later, so that way, you know, it's not freezing cold in Minnesota and Chicago. And, of course, you know, the season is ending in mid-October as opposed to November. And I also think they need to shake up the schedule, man.
Yes.
You guys know that Albert Pujols went back to St. Louis to play against them for the first time since he left last season. And he's been gone.
That's
for
crazy.
Like season.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was stunned. I was like, first of all, in the spring training, you're already playing the same teams in your division
right.
1,000 times.
Right, right. It's boring.
The same thing in the regular season. It makes zero sense.
And how many times? See, I'm so with you, JC. How many times, like the Marlins? Like I'm still scarred from Philly's Marlins.
Yeah. Like, not to mention they have our DAC on number, but, I'm getting tired of it. Baseball is I played college ball. It is literally my favorite sport. But, like, going into this season, I'm checked out. I mean, baseball is laying in bed with gambling, yet they won't let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. And,
and
the schedule, like I said before, the schedule is just all screwed up. And they just keep trying to change something that really doesn't need to be changed just to appeal to people that don't have any interest.
I got
to
tell you.
In the first place.
What are you doing, man? Where do you work now?
I own a bread distribution route company, and I coach high school baseball.
Yeah, see, I want you to be commissioner.
For baseball?
Yeah. I want you to take over for Rob Manfred, all right?
I agree.
All right, I'm in.
I like you.
I'll do it for 100.
Right. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to make you do it. You got to do it for free, right? You got to call each week during the season.
Okay. All right, no problem.
You do that?
Yeah.
Now, what brought you to D.C.? You're a Philly kid.
No, I'm not. I'm actually from Central Virginia, about an hour south from where UVA is.
Really? And I thought you were a Philadelphia guy. How'd you find the station?
No, my father was a sports broadcaster in my hometown, so I love all sports. Like, I never played hockey, but I love it to death. It's like my second, like the Flyers, my second favorite team.
Wow.
The Eagles. And the reason why I like the Sixers is because AI is I actually went to the state championship game. I was a baby then, but I went to the state championship game when he was playing football against EC Glass, because that is a high school in my city.
Very cool.
I always like the Virginia players. And then, the other teams are a long story. But you're the one who let me transition into a Philly fan like 3 years ago, if you don't remember.
Oh, my God. That's right, JC. I do remember now.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Because I was a Nats fan because I love baseball and I want to go to so many games. But, like, I was like, man, I listen to you guys so much, and I'm like, naturally just didn't feel right cheering against the Phillies. I was like, this, man, I'm done. And, of course, they win the World Series last year.
I know. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, man. Oh, I killed it for you. Oh, it's a sin, man.
I'm Philly till I die, man.
Yeah, man. That's the ultimate. Hey, Tunis, my man, he basically gave up a World Series to be a 4-for-4 guy. That's impressive, Tunis. You're the man, JC. Yeah. I knew I liked you for a reason.
I come up there and visit all the time. I'm definitely going to go to the Caps Flyers game. What is it, March 4th?
Oh, that's all. Dude, call up the Tunis, man. Stop by.
All right, man. Yeah.
All right.
I definitely will, man. I'll call more often. I listen to you guys daily. I just,
yeah. I'm always and then talk to the Chiefs. We'll have you in to meet everybody.
All right.
All right. We're going to do a ceremony. We're going to prick your finger. We're going to put a picture of a saint and we're going to burn it in your palm, okay?
All right.
All right, brother. Thanks, man. Say cheese to you. How about that?
That's awesome. He's a good fan.
He's a good fan. You know, he gave up a World Series now.
He did.
I just became football guy for a second. He gave up a World Series now.
I want to read something to you because he was talking about the cheating from the Houston Astros. I just read
I love that guy. That guy's a great sportsman.
Great. So he's got to continue to call. Great caller. Jason Stark, his column in The Athletic. Have they grasped how many people have already co-signed them to the Cheaters Hall of Fame right there alongside Lance Armstrong, the Russian Olympic team, and Tanya Harding? It's a great line about the Astros players.
It's a great line, you're right.
Because the Astros players, or at least the owner, has not grasped that yet. He still thinks it's fine.
Yeah.
We got to hear from him coming up. You got to hear it. He's so not in tune with everything that happened.
Yeah. You're right. I like it. All right. 610-632-0975. VG on the text board. I'm with bro. High on Mary Jane and the Phillies.
Nice.
Gabe and his staff are so bad. I'm expecting improvements all around. And Kutch is back. What are you expecting from Kutch after that injury?
Veteran leadership.
I love the Kutch, but you still got no power.
It will be interesting to see the Girardi factor if players do, you know, play harder for this manager.
Yeah, well, hopefully. I hope. I just think you get Chris Bryant. All right. Now you get me excited. But still the pitching, still the bullpen. I don't know what you expect more than 85 wins. And 85 wins isn't a playoff team. It's just gross. All right. We'll come back. Cuz Radio. With the Tunis, right here on 97.5 for that.
All right, listen up. If you haven't already, you're in trouble because tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. And, of course, you want to get your girlfriend or wife a gift that she'll be proud to wear. So my advice, listen, just go to Family & Company Jewelers. They have a great selection of gifts at every price point. Whether it's a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings or a simple, timeless diamond pendant, jewelry from Family & Company will definitely make her smile. And you don't have to worry about pushy salespeople either. Every person at Family & Company Jewelers is helpful and friendly. They even helped me get my engagement ring. They helped pick out the wedding band to go along with the engagement ring before she even said yes. It went fast, right? So you have one day left before Valentine's Day. Don't wait any longer. Go to Family & Company Jewelers. They'll take care of you. Make it a beautiful and thoughtful gift that she deserves. Visit them at familyjewelers.com or at their showroom on Route 70, Marlton, New Jersey. Tell them that I sent you. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Them a poll
at 975 middays. Are you willing to hit the reset button on the first 54 games of the Sixers season? Game 55, of course, was Tuesday. Can you go into the fresh mind after the All-Star break? 65% say yes, clean slate.
Oh, we're
35%
down.
Say no, can't do it.
We're down. We lost 3%.
Can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
I don't know. I can do it. I saw a totally different team.
That's the premise.
I saw a totally different
That's team. My premise, is right. That it's a different team.
And Brett also has, 7 days to figure out?
And Horford off the bench makes them a different team. You know, here's a poll. You can probably do it tomorrow. Poll today brought to you by Marvin E. Cantini Air Conditioning Duct Cleaning. You can keep your wife warm this winter. Can. With emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new train heating and cooling system if you need one. Visit MarvinEcans.com today. So, Tunis, the real question in the delete, you have to also be able to trust Joel Embiid. Do you trust Joel Embiid?
Why is it so hard to answer that question?
Like, when you think about it.
My heart says yes. Why is it so hard to answer that question?
Can you trust? I mean, trust him. It's a big word for five letters.
I do.
In that you got to trust that he doesn't wig out on you.
Right.
You got to trust that he is going to be focused over the 27 games. You got to be, you got to trust that he's going to be in shape.
Now, I don't think he'll be focused all 27, but if we go 20, can you go 20 on me?
I
know for a fact he won't be.
I'm deleting the first 54 and going, let's go from here. And I believe that this team can win. I said it before the Clipper game where you and I were talking, and I go, I can't go into the season, in the postseason, believing they can't win. So I'm going to still say they're built for 16. But I get trusting Embiid that's a big deal.
I do think that he's quote unquote back, right? You saw him egging on the crowd and waving his arms up, trying to get them loud. It seemed like he himself is back to the Joel Embiid that we loved the first 3 years.
All right.
Can I trust him to be focused for all 27? No, I can't, because I'm sure there's going to be a game against the Hawks where
Is he going to be in shape? Like, I don't mind if he's 20 out of 27.
Yeah, I'm going to go 20 out of 27.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, cool. Then,
is he going to be in shape for the playoffs? Is he going to die?
As long as he doesn't get hurt.
Is diet going to be all right? Like, you know, like gastro stuff?
Yes, I believe that that's taken care of. I think the gastro's done. Has he suffered from the gastro?
Well, you get my point. That's just, it's really a euphemism for something, right?
I trust Joel Embiid, yes.
It's a placeholder.
It's hard.
Gastro.
It's hard to answer that question, but I'm going to go with a yes.
All right.
I think he's turned the page, turned a new chapter, turned the corner, whatever phrase you want to use, from being the mope that he was for the last couple of weeks. I think that changed.
All right.
And I think he's going to love the All-Star break, and he's going to play. He's going to love the All-Star game, and he's going to come back first night. People are going to go nuts that he's back. I trust him.
All right. I got another question. Are you watching any shows with your wife?
No.
No?
No.
You don't watch shows together?
No. I make her watch the Sixers, and she rolls her eyes.
But you don't watch shows? Like, are you the only dude in America that doesn't watch a show with your girl?
Yeah, probably. I don't like her taste in shows. She's watched Friends 18 billion times in full.
Yeah, well, but that's different. That's just whatever, popcorn, people, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No,
but
I get it.
New shows, like a Netflix or whatever.
No, I tried watching Ozark with her. She was out after 30 minutes.
She was out on Ozark?
Yeah. She's very, like me, she's very simple-minded. Very simple-minded with her bad comedy shows.
All right.
There's one show, I don't know if I can even say it, Bleep Creek, that she loves.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.